We are back again for, what? Hold on now. What number is this?
I did that last time.
Hold on. Now, I want to be precise here. And besides, just a little reminder, you can go on your phone, in fact, and go to my975fm.com, which I'm doing on my iPhone right now, to see that the last one was Mike and Mike's off-air podcast, number 18. Mike and Mike are helping you streamline your day, so we're up to number 19.
And I hope I streamlined it. Hey, before you get started, mister.
Yeah.
Before you went, you had to go out of town recently.
I did.
Had a very, very good reason. And before you went, one of the things you mentioned to me was, hey, the Cubs are excited.
Oh.
The Dodgers are excited.
I'm going to leave the room now.
No, you're not.
Can I please?
Shohei Ohtani was up for grabs for everybody. You discussed how excited you were. I discussed how excited I was. And now I'm going to discuss how excited I am.
I'm leaving the room now.
But can you – but that's – honestly, though, that's not even why I'm talking.
Sure it's not.
Well, I'm pretty happy about that. But the deal, the $700 million contract, the unprecedented deferrals, did you hear about those?
Yeah.
Crazy stuff. I mean – he's literally deferring all but $2 million of his $70 million average salary until its conclusion in 2034. That means he won't see $680 million of the salary for more than a decade. Of course, on the other hand, he makes probably, what, $50 million in non-baseball income. He's already made $42 million. He's not going to McDonald's for dinner.
The only question I have with this now is it adjusted for inflation? Because the way inflation is going in 10-plus years, that is going to be worth enough for a Happy Meal.
No, right. But interestingly, it was made specific that there's no interest in there because of the time limit.
Okay.
Cash is cash.
Not adjusted for inflation. Well,
but what do you think of all that? I've never heard
creative financing 101, and if that's what helped the deal get done, every other team in Major League Baseball better take note. Otherwise, the Dodgers and the Yankees will be meeting in the World Series every year for the next 25 years.
Very true. But that's what I was wondering, because apparently a lot of this was all on him. Apparently a lot of this was his idea.
Okay.
So it sounds like what you were saying might be true. Okay, what else? What do I have to do? What do I have to do to make this go? What do I have to do? You're not broke, Shohei.
No.
But
by any stretch.
And the point you made, too, all that money, whether now or in 10 years, and he's not even pitching next year.
No. And there are some that, depending on how the surgery goes, he may never be the pitcher he was. He may never be able to pitch. And that was, I think, what kept a few teams from getting that deep into the conversation. Maybe they were willing to go $500 million, maybe close to $600 million, but I can't imagine any other team was willing to spend $700 million on a single player. There are entire teams in baseball that won't spend that much on the entire roster.
I know.
Kansas City Royals comes to mind.
Isn't it interesting that you mentioned the Dodgers and the Yankees?
Yeah.
Aren't those the top two teams?
And they will be the biggest payrolls once again this year, because I'm pretty sure they were last year.
Yeah, when my wife heard this, she was sick at the amount of money.
Yeah.
And, well, now we're both Niners fans. Huh. When she heard about Nick Bosa's deal, what was it, $100 million? She was like, I'm glad we got him, but holy mother of God, really? $100 million?
Anthony, my son, tackle harder. We needed to sign a huge contract. Or hit a baseball 300 miles per hour.
And put a clause in that Dad gets some. Well, there you go. I was just curious. I just thought that, and I kind of didn't, if you don't mind, kind of
figured you'd be throwing that in my face.
Because I kind of just a little.
I don't even know why I brought it up before I went away for a couple of days, because I knew who was going to win that bidding war if it came down to a bidding war. And I don't know if it ever did or not, because he was playing for the Los Angeles Angels or the Anaheim Angels. So, I mean, he doesn't even have to move, assuming he's got a multi-million dollar home already based on his first contract. So I'm sure it was a no-brainer for him. Or I was thinking he was going to sign with Toronto because they play indoors, and I'm pretty sure all the Japanese teams play indoors. So he would have felt right at home. But until
crazy.
The Cubs get a dome stadium over Wrigley Field, I guess we're just SOL.
Well, anyway, where are we headed, my friend?
All right, so we're still in the holiday season. Christmas abound everywhere. Everyone's got their lights up, their tree, and specifically talking about the tree. How about a little game of fill in the blank? I don't know if we've ever done this.
Let's try it.
So fill in the blank. You will never see blank on my tree.
I know one for sure.
All right. Well, since you have one out the gate, go ahead.
Because I've tried it
uh-huh.
and sucked at it, and I've tried it a couple of times, and I just don't like the way it looks. Garland.
Oh.
First of all, you have to put it on first. If you're doing the round and round and round and round garland.
Yeah.
Not the ones that kind of poof out here and poof out there, but the one that goes all the way around and looks like four different colors of ribbon or whatever. Every time we do it, it looks like Dad was drunk when he put up the garland. And I don't drink, guys. And it was garland, it just has never worked out for me. It looks great in every Hallmark Channel movie, doesn't it? Amazing. And why do those guys, by the way, why does everyone in every Hallmark movie live in either some rugged log cabin in the snow or a house that looks like only a Kardashian could afford? Have you noticed that? They're all eight-bedroom mansions with living rooms and a fireplace as big as my living room.
Or there's a prince involved. I mean, yes. There's like five or six storylines, and the only thing that changes is the cast and the name of the characters. But the storyline is exactly the same!
And I give my wife hell for this. And the storyline is two characters, male and female, good enough for this description, and they each have somebody else that is nowhere anybody that they should be with, and they meet someone in the middle of it,
mm-hmm.
and they start to get close. Their kiss gets interrupted badly and stupidly and under the worst premises ever, at least once or twice. And right when one's about to tell the other how they feel, the other one breaks up with the wrong guy, and in the process of breaking up, is misinterpreted as still being hanging on, and then that gets put off even farther, and then they finally fall in love at the end and live happily ever after.
It's like a Christmas episode of Three's Company.
Yeah.
Because that was the same storyline that they had, like, every other episode. And there comes Mr. Roper.
Jack's just not in this one. But no, you know I nailed that.
Well, yes, in your description, no, in what you pick, because I love garland.
Well,
now, the
loved.
One I can't get, and I hadn't even thought of this one, tinsel. Now, there's a huge difference between the two. Garland is all on one strand. Tinsel, you grab a little pinch, you put a little here.
Oh.
Grab a little pinch, you put it there. Now, if you have a live tree, that's okay, because at the end of the season, that's going to the curb, or if the city of Visalia has a pickup point at some point, we will bring it there and drop it off, and the tinsel will still be on it.
Oh, loaded with tinsel. Yep. I'm not taking that off.
But we have an artificial tree, because it's my grandmother's, and I've told that story on the air way too many times to recount it again now. That's why we have an artificial tree. So, yeah, tinsel will never come within 100 yards
really?
Of that tree, because it's going to be impossible to then go through later and grab all the tinsel off.
Oh, because it's an artificial tree.
Exactly.
Well, and really, when you're talking about tinsel, and obviously I think way too hard about my Christmas tree, as I know the difference between a noble fir and the one we have, which I can't remember the name. The really thick one, the really thick trees.
Okay.
Those are my trees. Those are the ones you can't really put tinsel on those.
Okay.
But they're so, you can, but it's like clumpy and weird. It's so full and gorgeous. I love them. So I have to, every other year or every third year and let the girls have the noble so that they can put the tinsel on them.
Okay.
The big, really full Charlie Brown Christmas trees. They make great noble. The nobles make really great tinsel trees. I have a great tinsel story. My father, who God love him, it's been gone these many, many years, but he would put the tinsel on. People put tinsel on one of two ways. They put it on just like you said, a little bit carefully here. Just throw it on there and it looks like crap. But my dad was a put it on there in like three strands at a time. I'm not exaggerating.
Oh, wow.
Like right here and then like and adjusting it. It would take him half the day. Okay, so the day's done, right? Wrong. Between then and Christmas, we'll be sitting there watching The Grinch or the Charlie Brown Christmas special. And he all of a sudden jacks up, Jack Brennan, my dad. He's up on his feet, commercial break, over at the tree. Nope.
Adjusting
okay, right
tinsel.
Here, this is, nope. This because from my perspective, the tinsel, I'm not exaggerating, gets adjusted every single day until it gets thrown like a spear into the trash.
I will concur to a certain degree. Again, I don't do the tinsel, so I don't get that tied to it. But Your tree does have a feng shui to it.
Yeah.
Where you have to stand back and look. I'm like, okay, does everything look all right? But I'll do that with each phase. We'll do the lights first.
Have to.
Yeah, so lights go on first, and the pacing has to be good. And then it's figuring out what type of mood I'm in that year. Because I'm not, again, I'm not overly traditional. So 1 year, maybe we want steady. Maybe one year it's a slow flashing.
Oh, gotcha.
Next year, it's a fast flashing. Next year, it's all white. Next year, it's all red. And we've got that option with the lights now.
So are you buying new lights?
Oh, no. We have that option. There's like 8 or 9 different options within the little box.
Oh, electronic setting.
That you push it, and it changes what the lights will actually do, what colors they are.
Cool. Yeah. That's nice.
So the lights go up first, then the garland. Because, again, you have to take a step back and say, okay, is it – garland sufficiently where there's no big gaps from base to top. And then from that point, then the kids are allowed to go in and start putting on ornaments. But dad will step back every once in a while and just, nope, this one would be better here. This one. And then we'll all stand back, and then the star goes up on last.
Based on what I said about my father, I will also say that I maybe a little bit between now and Christmas will move one around every once in
tradition.
A while. But not like... Not like dad. Dad was just, oh, it just had to be so. Had to be so. But the thing about our Christmas ornaments, Mike, is when Colleen and I first got married, we didn't have any, obviously. Who does when they first get married? And we went to Mervyn's when it was still open.
Oh, wow.
They used to have gorgeous Christmas ornaments for sale. They had a wonderful, wonderful Christmas ornament section and a lot of glass ornaments that were really, really nice.
Oh, wow.
So we bought a whole bunch of wood ones that looked like they were from Santa's workshop and a bunch of glass ones. Do you know how many of either of those two categories we still have? None.
Really?
A couple of the glass ones because the kids have broken all the rest of them.
Okay.
But every year, and it started the second year we were married, actually the first because you are my baby's first Christmas. It starts there.
Mm-hmm.
And then as they get older and they're aware of it, well, can I get my Christmas ornament this year, Dad? And they would each get a Christmas ornament that year.
Oh, okay.
Well, one of them's 27, one's 25. Add them up.
Yeah.
Sean, that's 3 kids times however many years. That's all that's on the tree anymore.
So the way you get around that is a family ornament with whatever you did as a family, which is what we do. Every
nice.
Year we have like one big trip, or even if it's a small trip. This year we went to Chicago, so when we went to Chicago, we knew we have to get a Chicago ornament at some point. So that goes on the tree. When we've gone to Walt Disney World, 5, 6 years ago, whatever it was now, we got one ornament for that trip. On trips to Knott's Berry Farm, we get an ornament from there. So it's always
nice.
Whatever our quote-unquote big family trip is that year, even if it's just spending a week in Pacific Grove with my in-laws, we'll go to the Monterey Bay Aquarium and we'll get an ornament from the aquarium, because everybody sells ornaments.
And you know, because I know you have family in Paso Robles, Paso Robles has gorgeous city. I have 2 or 3 of them because I was in radio on the coast for a while.
So there you go.
And I have a few of those for that reason. Yeah, they're pretty cool.
So backing up a little bit, I mentioned that when I finished doing all the decorations
right.
and everything, the last thing that goes on is the star,
mm-hmm.
which gets me to my number one, you will never see blank on my tree, an angel. I'm sure you remember the Bob Rivers song, Who Put the Stump in My Rump to Rump to Rump?
Yes.
Because that's an angel on the top of the tree. I don't want to know where that branch is. Whereas if it's a star, it's just an inanimate object. It's a star. If it's an angel,
ouch!
That branch is somewhere.
And you know what? Thanks for that picture, Mike Pesto, for the love of God. I thought you were just going to go star angel because...
No, it's got to be a star.
Okay. Well, I'm that way too, just to be honest. I've allowed angels. My wife came from the East Coast.
Uh-huh.
And there are these wonderful, wonderful, wonderful gift stores where she lived. And there's a very special kind of Christmas ornaments they used to get there. I forget the exact style, but... They got these ornate angels, and Colleen likes them. I don't, because I think it just looks weird at the top of the tree.
Uh-huh.
And I like the idea of the biblical star.
Okay.
That's why I like it. And I'm just going to leave it there. And also ours flashes cool light up on the top of the ceiling.
Oh,
those. It's like, I mean like a 4-foot ceiling circle of light.
Wow.
And Sean will kill me if I got rid of that. It's pretty special. We do still have an angel though that if I can be outvoted, but haven't been in five
just
years.
Just put it somewhere else in the house, just not on the tree.
Really?
Don't do that to an angel.
There's no way that angel is smiling. I'm telling you that right now. Why is she smiling? I don't understand. Anyway.
The other one I have,
yeah.
And this tied into something I know that we celebrated a day or so ago. I think it was like String Popcorn Day. There was one year, my mom, and this is long before the internet, so I don't know where she even got this idea. Maybe she saw it in a store, a JCPenney catalog. I have no idea. But she said, oh, what a good idea it would be to string popcorn and cranberries and have that
and
as garland on the tree. So I remember there were 10 cranberries and then like three or four popped popcorn kernels or whatever. So my mom's only job for this was to cut the string so they were all exactly the same length, to thread the needle, and to pop the popcorn. My sister and I had the job of stringing all the popcorn, all the cranberries. Then when it met with mom's review and she inspected every single one to see if it was okay. No, you missed a cranberry here. Back up and do it all over again from that point. Then dad would string it on the tree. Because at that point, we had two trees. We had a front room and then a family room. So the front room was the tree that everybody saw driving past the house. So that had to be the ornate tree, the beautiful tree. And it was a different color every year. One year it was red. So we had red ornaments and red icicles and with the red cranberries and just a little bit of the hint of the popcorn white that she thought would be perfect. But my sister and I were the ones who did most of the work on it.
Slave labor, it sounds like.
And I joked on the air when I said it, I still can't feel the tips of my thumb every once in a while, especially in December, because of how many times I pricked my thumb with that needle.
Well, my first thought when you mentioned that, beyond the absolute labor that's involved, that's food. You're putting food on your tree. I have two 90-pound dogs. Do you know how long that food is going to stay on the tree? About 1 second. My dogs would have – I mean, I can hear it now.
Yeah, especially the popcorn.
Panda
yeah.
found the popcorn.
I don't know how that happened. Maybe the dogs weren't allowed in the family room. But, yeah, we had dogs at the time. But, yeah, I'm thinking maybe they just were not allowed in that room. And with my mom, if she laid down the law once, I'm sure the dogs understood and probably never went in that room again.
And cranberries, I mean, ants, right? Maybe?
Especially, and this again, this was in Illinois in the winter, so the ants are already inside anyway trying to brave the cold. And
are you begging a problem here?
You put a buffet on the tree, where else are they going to go?
I can't think of any, I'm trying to think, I really can't think of anything else I've seen that I wouldn't put on the tree because the ornaments are always very well thought out. They all represent the kids, places we've been, like you said. Okay. They're all really, really, really special. And that's what makes them nice. I have one that's from 15 years ago that I really need to give to my oldest daughter who's 40 now, for God's sakes. But it's when she was very small. It was an Irish one. It says Nolag Shona. And it's from that year. I think it was 1990 or 91. But, it's gorgeous, and I just love it so much. I haven't given it to her yet.
Okay.
Like, Dad, you need to get over it, and you need to send it to your daughter, because every time I put it up, I go, I love you, and I'm putting it on the tree now. Yay! And the subtext is, when are you going to send it?
Yeah.
But anyway, I think I haven't seen anything else on a tree that weirds me out, but the food thing, God, yeah. No, okay. I think not. That's a lot of work,
yeah, dude. Dad, I don't mind having the food on it because nothing ever got to it. It was just the insane amount of work for very little payoff. Because, it added a little something to the tree, and my mom loved it because she didn't poke holes in her thumbs doing it.
And we said Hallmark movies earlier. It takes them 90 seconds to string and put them up in a Hallmark movie. In real life, it took...
I can't even tell you. Child labor laws be damned.
But a long time.
Yeah, it was a long, long, painful process. I will never do that to my kids. In case they're listening, you're out of that responsibility.
Oh, I have one more.
Okay.
One more. You will never see me ever again put those old school big colored lights on the tree.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
But we had them on for a long time. And the first time
indoor outdoor lights.
Well, I put them on for the same reason a lot of people do when they first start out. Well, that's what my dad did.
Yeah.
And then I realized, LED lights, duh. And the lights we have kind of cast a glow in a direction. So they radiate onto the wall.
Okay.
And so it gives it an extra something.
Nice.
But no old school, big, duddy, heavy, old school looking lights.
Now, I'm going to sound like, and I forget the name of the character from Caddyshack in that movie when the judge puts the hat on. But if you love any of these things on your tree, it looks good on you, though.
Yeah. Your tree looks beautiful.
But although, now that's supposed to be in my tree.
Right. I'm not stringing anything for you. I like you a lot, but get out of here.
So I'm thinking next week will be 1 week before the big day.
Yes,
so
sir.
Maybe start segueing out of holiday talk, and obviously it'll be your decision as to what we dive into. My hijack, if you will, and we'll kind of see where things go as we approach number 20.
Sounds good. Happy getting Christmas gifts in this week next,
sure.
And we'll talk again.